So, gentlemen, we start a little bit late today on Daf Lamed Tet, but we're holding still in the middle of a sugya, because we found very strange Mishnah. You could come in to be Mevaker Chole in a case of Yisrana, but you can only stand, not sit. It sounds absolutely crazy on the surface. So the Gemara was wondering yesterday what the case could possibly be, because if it's talking about that the one, which is the pashtus, that the one who's doing the bikur cholim is the one who's not supposed to be giving hanah to the cholim. So then the heter for amida is undoubtedly the fact that he's interested in doing his mitzvah, and any hanah that accrues to the cholim is essentially mamela. It's not the object of a neder to aser anything that comes out of you to be. But if that's the case, what's the difference if he sits or he stands? I mean, it's crazy. Therefore, we said yesterday, Shmuel said, look, the only way to understand it is that the choleh indeed is not supposed to be deriving benefit from the mevaker, and the reason that we aser the yeshiva is because there are places where there are no to schar ala yeshiva, so that's not the ikur mitzvah, and it's, since that's the case, if he doesn't take sachar, he's being ma'akir. If you do it, the most pshat was that it's talking about in a case where indeed we're being ma'akir on the difference between amida and yeshiva. But Reb Shimon ben Yaakov, which is an extension of that, is that it doesn't matter whether it is a place or not a place, because there's always a problem of your overstaying, and if you overstay, for sure you're going outside of the mitzvah. And over there would be. Okay, so the Tana, basically, according to the simple pshat, was trying to teach us that there's an afkamina, even in cases where they're ready to take sechar, there's an afkamina between amida and yeshiva. You know, it cannot take sechar on the etzem mitzvah itself. Today, Ula wants to say that we do not have to limit the Mishnah to a case where the mevaker is the one who's aser. It may well be li'olam kishinichse chole aserin al ha-mevaker. So you'll say, what's the problem? How is the mevaker, why is the mevaker able to come in? The problem is drisat haregel. What am I doing in your house? I'm not supposed to be nene from your house. And we saw even drisat haregel in a field. Everybody drisat haregel in a chotzer, in a house of shuras. Must be because, why is it mutter? Says Ula, I'll explain to you. It's mutter because the argues is kagon. But it doesn't mean kigon. The correct gears is probably like the Ron's gears, which is mishum. Mishum de lo adrim en chayuse. When a person asers someone in Hanoah, he's not asering him in things that are necessary for my needs in life. He's saying, yeah, the luxuries. I'm not interested in that. But where it's going to be no gay of me directly, the most basic needs that I have, I certainly did not mean to aser you from coming in to be mevaker chayuah. So if that's the case, ask the Gemara, Yochi afilo yoshev nami, so then why not sit? Because of sharba amida, if you're talking about, we take it for granted, it's an umdana, that the meaning of the neder, when I'm angry at you and I tell you I don't want you to be neder from me, that I don't mean to ask you and things to be neder from me when I'll need them, for my chiyas. But over here, it's a kambi mevaker chayla. But who told you to sit down? You had a good for nothing. So mamela tzevshe ba'amida, and therefore we could learn that that's the case. Meisvei. So the Gemara is, we have two basic approaches. One of the approaches has two possibilities. It was our first approach is that there's an afkamina between amida and yeshiva because of places where they will take sachar. And that's talking about, therefore, that the one who's coming in to do the bikur cholim is the one who's not supposed to be giving hana'ah. And the two subsections of that, what is it usher only in places where yeshiva you take sachar? Is it usher in all places because of the possibility that you'll be shaya in yeshiva? And today we have Ula's approach, which is that it's the problem is coming into your house, because I, the mevaker, am not supposed to be nana from you, but that you never meant to usher me on things that are absolutely necessary for yourself, and therefore I can come in, but I can't sit down, because you still hate my guts, and that much you meant. That's amazing. Cholahu nechmas levakro. So if the individual who is the object of the neder himself becomes ill, so then you can go in and you can be mevaker chayla. But if his son becomes ill, chala b'no, What you can do is shoalo b'shuk. You can ask after his son when you meet him in the marketplace, but you mustn't go into the house. So now, b'shleim alo ula. I mean, I understand the way Ula was learning this makes sense. If we're talking about with an irsechol or asur on the mabaker, so that would explain why there's a difference between him and his son. In other words, the person obviously didn't mean to include his own basic needs, so I'm allowed to walk into his house to mabaker him. He may, however, have meant to answer me on coming into his house just because his son is ill to try to lend a hand. That's not called chiyus. Maybe the chiyus he was not here. So Mamela, I understand the difference, and I can't walk into the house. That's the point. If I meet him outdoors and I walk into the house, there's no problem of drisat arega. But to come into the house, there is a problem of drisat arega. That makes perfect good sense. But going to Shmuel makes no sense at all. Because Shmuel says it's talking about b'shinichse mevaker asurim alacholeh. So it's talking about where I'm going to be Isaac ben mitzvah, and therefore I'm not giving you anon, I, the b'mevaker. I'm not supposed to give you anon. Understand? So then what's an afkamina? I said, what's an afkamina? If it's him or if it's b'no? I'm being Isaac in a mitzvah. The anon is atyam emela. Whatever the din is by him, the din is by the son. I mean, how could there possibly be an afkamina between the two? If anything, it should be more mutter on the son. He wasn't Asur Bano, the son wasn't Asur Bano. So, I mean, it's a Memela de Memela. I mean, so the son gets Ano, so therefore I, the father, get Ano from the fact that the son got Ano from the fact that a guy's doing his mitzvah Bikur Chayelman. That's going to be more Asur. It's going to be, if anything, less Asur. Therefore, this seems to indicate that Ula's approach is 100% correct, that the problem is Drisat HaRegel, and that there's a Nafkamina, and what the intent of a Neder is when he himself is making the netter about himself, or where it's the son that has the intent, that has the choli. I mean, what's this? What, you risked going out? We could have gone to Helsinki if you're willing to sail on a day like today. How did you get here?
Boy, it's that wind.
We heard that. By the way, we had a Sabajash sighting today at Shabbos. 7 o'clock.
Oh, we're getting closer.
He said it's a test drive, so he's not coming in.
Yeah, I've had some savings too. Speaking of Avakir Kalev, Arvish. Fine. So, how in the world is Shmuel going to deal with this Braita? The Braita leaves no room for Shmuel's approach. It's got to be talking about the problem of Drisat Rega. Omar Lecha, Shmuel will say to you, gentlemen, you completely misunderstood me. Of course, I agree with Ula's approach. There's nothing wrong with Ula's approach theoretically. That certainly, where a person makes a neder, he doesn't mean to aser himself, where he is the one, to aser person, where he is the one who's supposed to be deriving benefit. The only thing is, I don't believe that's what the Mishnah is talking about, which I'll explain to you in a moment. The Braita, yes, the Braita is talking about that, of course. The Braita, 100%, I agree with Ula. So the Mishnah, I insist, is talking about the case as I said it. With an ichsei amivaker or surin ala cholet. The problem, therefore, being the difference between sitting and standing, is the difference between a mokum where they're going to be neitel schar or not. But the braita is talking about, b'shin ichsei acholet surin ala mivaker. There, I agree. Of course, the braita can only make sense according to Ula, that the problem is drisat haregel, and the guy who's coming in to be mivaker cholet is not supposed to be neneb from the drisat haregel of the cholet. And therefore, we say, look, on his son, it may be that he doesn't want you in his house. For himself, he never meant to ask you from coming into his house. Says, come on, what kind of business is that? What do you mean, my Pascha? But arbitrarily, you decide the Mishnah is this way, the Braita is that way, so everything should work out the way you want it. Well, if you're ready to buy into Ula's Svara, why isn't that the Pshat Mishnah? Amar Rava, because Shmuel says the Mishnah can't make sense that way. Shmuel matnitin keshite. He's bothered by the Mishnah to learn that it's talking about that the chola, that the mevaker is not supposed to be nene from the drisat haregel. My ira detoni omed avalo yoshev. He explained to me, this is a little bit ridiculous. If you're telling me that the whole point here is that we understand that when a person makes a neder, he doesn't mean to answer somebody when that somebody is necessary for him. So you're telling me, but he still has a mind, you dirty rat, you ain't going to sit down in my... I mean, come on. I mean, so let him sit down. I mean, Mamonashach, if I enjoy his Bikur Chaylev, so I'll enjoy his sitting down also. I mean, it doesn't make sense to make that nafkamina. The only way the nafkamina makes sense is if on one hand you're being Isaac in a mitzvah, and on the other hand you're not being Isaac in a mitzvah, you're giving me something. So then, yes, but in the Braita, where it doesn't mention anything about standing or sitting, it mentions only the difference between him and his son over there, it's clear that indeed the nafkamina is whether he had in mind his anor or the son's anor. Fine, that makes 100%. You misunderstood me if you thought that I had something against Ula's approach in theory. I just don't think it works in the Mishnah. Shema mina, therefore it's got to be talking about the case. The nichsei amivaker asurin alachole, not vice versa. Amar Shlakish. Wait, so before we continue, we need to also make it clear that there is an exclusion to this idea of memela. Ron speaks this out here, so here's the place to do it. And that is, we have the cases before where a guy is Osir Banor, and I need to feed him. He's not supposed to be Nenef, Osir Banor. And we had a whole problem. How are you going to get him food? You go to a chenveni, and you don't say anything, and the chenveni takes care of him, or in some cases you have to put the food down in the street, and it becomes hefker, that the other guy can take it. But instead, if your Asik is b'mitzvah, why can't you give him? You're saying it's memela. Says the Ran, obviously it's not memela in a case where he's coming something directly miyadi liyado. No, but so I'm giving him an actual value. I'm bringing him a bowl of soup. I mean, that's exactly. I'm being asked my mitzvah. You're only memela kamisani. That's like, oh, memela kamisani. That's direct. Of course, the netter means to include a bowl of soup, despite the fact that the bowl of soup may be a mitzvah. That doesn't change anything. In fact, so therefore, mitzvah slav lettuce. So yeah, I didn't really enjoy the soup. It was all spiritual soup. it's like what is it? Like the Roshivas that Saul used to say over, one of his anti-Hasidic Shemais, where they said on one Rebbe, you never saw a fly around his soup. And there was another Rebbe, a fly flew into his soup, and he ate the fly. How do you eat a fly? It's a sheretz. Why do you think this is stam a fly? It's obviously a neshama of some tzaddik that came into my soup. So this is not really soup. So obviously that we don't say. This is definitely soup. Okay. Furthermore, you have to make a distinction between a case where the mevaker asers himself and the case where the one who is the choleh is asering him. I mean, obviously the mevaker asers himself, then drisata regel is also. We don't have an undana that a person who says, well, I ain't going to walk into your house ever. Your house should be also not to me. So we can say, but if you're sick, then I can come in. Because I definitely wouldn't want you to miss out on the grand opportunity of my being mevaker chayla. I mean, obviously we don't have an undana like that. So the case would be talking about where nichsei ha-chola rosal mevaker, but it was the cholo made the netter, not the mevaker made the netter, obviously. It's not magic. It's an undana. That's right. The chola wouldn't have asked it himself. Okay, so this is indeed how we paskin, says the Ran.
Why didn't that
be said memela before? Memela. All of these things, why are they not considered to be hana'ah? Because the person is being Isaac in his mitzvah, and the hana'ah is asking memela to the recipient. In other words, it's not considered to be that. We had the same thing in the case of the Kosher Shalom. Right? The Kosher Shalom, the guy there is actually drinking wine. So it's a tragedy. There he's getting real hano. How could that be called memela? The point over there is that the wine is not aimed at you. It's a group thing. It's a social thing. You happen to be there. So therefore, you can't be netted from there. The point of the netter isn't that we shouldn't be able to trace hana'ah back to you. It's that there shouldn't be a connection between you and me and direct hana'ah. That's what it means. So if that's the case, if I'm bringing into a social group, I brought a bottle in to a kiddush. You're going to say that if there's a guy in a kiddush who's asur hana'ah for me, he can't drink from my bottle. That's not true. I put the bottle down, now it's here in shul, it's for everybody who's going to drink it. Same thing would be true of the social drinking after coming out of the Beit HaMerchatz. Well, that's the kosher shalom. So here as well, it's always a question of umdana, what is reasonable in terms of what is meant in terms of Isurei Hana'ah. We're not talking about where the Torah asked something by Hana'ah, so now we have to worry whether it's maybe Echad B'Shishim, is this some element that we'll see. Echad B'Shishim is an important constituent of the idea of Bikr Cholim too. But in a different way, as we're going to see soon. Yeah, but if you were being threatened by aliens, that if you ever do Ataras Adarim, they're going to take you a piece by piece, cell by cell, you would do Ataras Adarim, or you would be Samech on the Sugya? Ask yourself that important question. Look, all this running keeps him young. Omar Esh Lakish. Remez lebikur cholim min HaTorah minayim. Where do we see that there's, in the Torah, we see that the mode of behavior is bikur cholim, that's a given in the way human beings interact. Shneamar, we see that Moshe Rabbeinu said by the rebellion of Korach. So he says, "Im kumot kol adam yemutum eile ufkudat kol adam yipaked aleihem lo Hashem shelachani." What is he saying? What's that have to do with it? Omar, my mashma. Omar Rava. He means, "Im kumot kol adam yemutum eile." In what sense? Pkudat kol adam yipaked. What's pkudat kol adam yipaked? That people will care about them, to be poked, to visit, to care. Meaning that they're going to be lying on their beds, these guys, Korach Vadato, Shem Cholim, Utalim Barisatan, and people be coming in, Bnei Adam Mevakrim Otam. So then, Lo Hashem Shulachani, what are people going to say? They're going to say, look, people can rebel against Moshe. God obviously doesn't care. Yeah, they're sick. People get sick. I mean, but take a look. They have a whole social context for their illness. They have lots of friends, and they're normal human beings. Is that tolerable? Says Moshe. That's not tolerable. Okay, but meanwhile you see that it's a given that if Korach would have gotten sick, people would have come to be Mavakar Chayla. What do you mean? Why is Bikur Cholim in the Dorah Bechlau? Because of this pasuk?
I understand the lead-in, but like on a higher level, this is expressed in terms of that.
Not sure if this is enough to answer that question. Any? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhorga. We want to know that this is the given norm, that it's expected, this is the way people have to act. V'atanya shiv'a devarim nivru kodem shne... Whoops, sorry. Dorash Rava. Im bria yivra Hashem. What does that mean? Im bria yivra. If God will create creation, it means im bru'a gehinam. Look, if there's already a hell, fine. So then, let it just be there, because it's got to wait there for these guys. Im lav, but if there is no hell, we need one right now. Yivra Hashem. How could that be? What, Moshe Rabbeinu has got doubts about whether there's a hell. V'atanya shiva dvarim nivru kodem shenivra olam. I mean, you can't even have a world if you don't start with hell. Ve'elohim Torah, Teshuvah, Gan Eden, Gehinam, Kisei HaKavod, U'Beit HaMikdash, U'Shmo Shel Mashiach. Where do we see all of these things? Torah dechtiv, Hashem kananani, Reshit Darko, Kedem Yifalav Me'az. Before anything else. Teshuvah, Dichtim Beterim Harim Yuladu Vatachol Eretz Vetevel Toshiv Enosh Adaka Gan Eden Dichtim Vayita Hashem Elokim Gan Beeden Mikeden, from before anything else. Gehinom Dichtim Kiaruch Meet Mol Tofta. So this, the Tofta, which is the Mokam of burning, is ready from before, from yesterday. Kisei HaKavod Dichtim Nachon Kisacha Meaz Meolam Ata Beit HaMikdash Dichtim Kisei Kavod Morom Erishon. This is Makom Mikdashenu. So that's all the way from the Rishon. Shmo Shel Mashiach, because it's got to be before the sun and the moon. Shinema Yishmo Olam Lifnei Shemesh Yinon Shemo. Elohachi Kama. Moshe Rabbeinu obviously knew there was Gehinom, but what he was saying was, Iivri Lake Puma Mutal. If there's a good gateway to Gehinom that these guys could fall into, fine. But if it's not there yet, it's time to make one. How could that be? But that's not acceptable. Ein kol chadash tachat Hashemesh. What you're telling me, Moshe Rabbeinu never read Kohelet? So it must be that that wasn't his bakosha either. Hachi kama. What he was saying is, I hacha la mikrof puma la hacha likra. If the gateway to Gehenim isn't nearby, bring it close. That's not called a new bria. So we have to be able to have it open up right. Look at that. Press my little button. It was right there. No, he said, where is it? Dorash Rav, Barmel Omer Yitzhar. My diktiv, what is the meaning? And we understand that this posik comes in the context of the machlokas of Korach, because the whole posik is talking about the Yitzhias Mitzrayim, Kriyas Yamsuf. This is from Habakkuk. And so in the context of that story, where was it necessary for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to get the sun and the moon to start moving? Got to be by this Maisa. So my diktiv, what then is the meaning of the posik that says, Shemesh Yareach Omat Zgula Lo'or Chitzecha Ya'alechu? First of all, what in the world is the Shemesh Yareach doing in the Zvul? I mean, last time I learned the Chumash, it said that they were created in the Rekia. The Rekia is just local space, three-dimensional space. What are they doing up in Zvul? How'd they get to Zvul? Shemesh Yareach, B'Zvul, my boy, and V'Abarekia Kavi. I thought they have a Kvias in the Rekia. This teaches us that this was the first demonstration. So the Shemesh V'Yareach threatened to go on strike. They went directly to the Knesset. Either you're going to take care of this Korach, no goodnik, and stand up for Ben Amram, or we're going on strike, no more sun and moon. Ha! Exactly. So what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do at that time? He took out Reagan. And he was Yorabem Chitzim V'chanitot. So he started shooting them.
It was a ray gun, not Reagan.
That's great. That's great. So Chitzim V'chanitot and said to him, what kind of chutzpah? This is what you go on strike for. I notice every single day, all around the earth, people are bowing down. Oh, great sun god. Never saw you go on strike when they do that. Hmm? How come all of a sudden you're going on strike for Ben Amram? For me, you never go on strike. So how is it? So nonetheless, b'choyom v'yom ishtachvim lachem v'atem me'irim. So b'chvodi lo mechitem. B'chvod basar v'adam mechitem. Complicated for me. Afterwards. So because of that, from that day on, so then they realized they did the wrong thing, and they need, in fact, to be on strike permanently, because people are still worshiping the sun. Take a look, all those beaches. So
the flag of Japan.
So because of that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to ray gun them every day in order to get them to move. Shenema lo or chitzecha yalech. Now they only go to the or of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chitzim. Lenoga berak chanitecha. Tanya. Bikur cholim en lashiur. There's no maximum.
What? Why did the Gemara not bring?
Why did it bring the sun in Japan?
The Pi Ha'aretz. The Pi Ha'aretz. With direct reference to the Mount Israel.
Because he didn't have to know the Mishnah. Maybe we know that only afterwards. Tanya. Bikur cholim ein la shiur. My ein la shiur. What do you mean ein la shiur? Sovrev yasi la meimra. Ah, it's tremendous mitzvah. Ein shiur la matan schara. No limits to how much schara you get for bikur cholim. Amalei Abaye, what? You're going to tell us now which mitzvahs do have limits? The cholam mitzvot mi yeshiur lematan scharam. I don't know anything about it. Votzana vezahir b'mitzvah kalake v'chamura she'ina ta yodea matan scharan shal mitzvot. So they're not something that you can start appreciating and measuring. So you're going to tell me, oh, this is a mitzvah. This is a heck of a mitzvah. It runs against the Mishnah. El Amar Abayim, when it says, Ein la shiura, means afilu gadol etzel katan. The greatest can come to the smallest. So something that actually means to a cotton is mitzvah, bikur cholim, even to a child, which maybe you would think, yeah, we're going to see why we would think not. Rav Amar, Rav says, Ein la shiura means afilu meyapa min bayom. Om Rav Acher bar Chanina, kolam evaker cholay notel achad mishishim betzaharo. So here's the 1 out of 60. If you go to a chola, you remove 1/60th of his pain. Omar lehos, I got a great idea. Get 60 guys together. So in kein leil and shitin velukmua. So why don't we could always take care of all of the sufferings. A lot cheaper than the hospital bills. Omar leh, so what, when we say you take 1/60th, it means ki isuraita de verebi. Each one takes 1/60th of what the other one had left. So, and by the way, it's only the ben gilo. It's only talking about somebody who also is part of this person's million. Has the same values, same birthday, same mazel. So isn't it very interesting? Yashita brings one of the Rishonim that says, but somebody who is not like that, who goes into Mavakir, gets him sicker. Because he said, when the heck is this guy going to leave already? So if you have somebody that comes in that you feel good to talk to, share with, and so on, fine, and get some idiot in there. So, you know, so he's maziko. It's not stuff that he doesn't take away.
That's the limit on how people go to Leitzukot.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. That we're going to see why it should be God lights the cotton. Now, why have Avamina not? How much can you really share? Well, the truth is the cotton also appreciates the fact that somebody cares about him, even though they may not have that much in common. We're going to see actually how it, yeah. So, but by most learn it means literally. Godel, not literally Godel, you know, over 13 versus Katan. Detanya. What do we mean when we say Isuraita de Rebbe? Rebbe's 10%. Because Rebbe said that the halach is that bat hanizonit mechsei achim, in case you forgot ksuvas, so if you have a girl who is now still part, she's, because of the ketuvah, the father died, and she's being supported now from the brothers, and they're supposed to get her married off. So she takes 10% for that support. So they tie it to Rebbe, Amalola Rebbe. So according to you, Lidvarecha, if there's 10 girls in a family and a son, each one takes 10%, so the boys get nothing. So Ben, Amalola Ben B'makam Banot Klum. I mean, what's the Chachamim or Mevatel, the entire din of Yerusha? Amalan doesn't mean 10% of the total. Rishonano Telet Yisur Nechasim. Shnia takes whatever was left of the 90%. The third one, Shlishi, takes what's left now of what was left after the other one. B'mashishira, take the entire amount and now split it between them. V'chazrot v'chokot b'shava, since they all came basically at the same time. So here it is, the same thing. Each one takes 1/60th. You know, we credit each person for not 1/60th of the total, each one taking 1/60th, but 1/60th of the total of all of the 1/60th of what remains, and they all get that sachar. Reb Chalbo chalash. Reb Chalbo became ill. So Reb Kahana, nafak, Reb Kahana va'akri, Reb Kahana went out and announced, Reb Chalbo voyish, Reb Chalbo doesn't feel well. Like the Ka'ati, nobody came to visit. Amar lahu. So he told the Chachamim, Lo kacha yama aseh, b'talmid echad b'talmid Rabbi Akiva. Wasn't there once a story, one of Rabbi Akiva's talmidim got sick? Lo nechnesu chachamim levakro. So Rabbi Akiva went, and he was mevakar chayla. V'nichnas Rabbi Akiva levakro. U'bishvil shekibdu v'rivtzu lefanam, because of the fact that he had gone in now, and basically had cleaned up the house for him. I should say shekibed v'ribed. We have some of this. The Rabbi Akiva did this himself. So Rabbi Akiva washed the floor. Rabbi Akiva cleaned the counters, changed the linen. So choya, because of that, the guy survived. Omale Rabbi Hichisani, you saved my life. Yotzer Rabbi Akiva v'darash kol mishenim avakar cholam kilu shofech damim. You're a murderer if you don't go into be mevaker chayla. What is this business? You don't go into be mevaker of chalba. Now this is actually brought la halacha, that you see from here that the nature, this is the Shulchan Aruch brings, the nature of bikur chayla is to take care of the chayla's needs, not sit and talk. So in other words, if something needs cleaning or he needs food or you want to bring in some light into the room, wash the windows, just to, there's a sense of care.
Even
for
have a sign that you go to the bank for him or do these other chores, it's in the place.
I'm not sure. He's talking about the actual. I mean, I'm sure it's certainly it's Niels Chassad. Not sure if it's called. Simply not sure. So, more than that, Yosef Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael. He said, "Kolam evakeret achole gorem l'shiyichya." Somebody who's mevaker chole causes him to live. Bechol sheino mevakeret achole gorem lo sheyamut. And if you don't, you cause him to die. So, when you say it's a grumma, what are you referring to? What's the grumma? Seilim bekolam evakeret achole mevakesh alav rachamim sheyichya. You're saying, if you're mevaker, and this is brought by the Ramol Halacha right after that Shulchan Aruch, who says, you see from here, as a Dover Pashat, that what you're doing when you're mevaker chayla is not only as the Shulchan Aruch brings, taking care of his physical needs, but praying for his ripui. And that's the mitzvah. You're not, if you don't do that, you're not yotze. So the refuah shleima is not just a wish. It has to be an actual tefillah. May you have a refuah shleima. So then, what are you saying? You're saying that if you're not mevaker chayla, so you're sitting there praying you should die? I mean, that doesn't make any sense. If that's the grammar you're referring to, so then what? That kol she'ino mevaker zachayla, mevaker shel avrachmim, she'amut. She'amut sa'agadaitach, is that what you think? That doesn't even make sense. So he must be like this. Kol she'in mevaker chole, in mevaker shel avrachmim, lo she'yechyeva lo she'amut. He's basically useless. Now here there's an amazing rhyme. Ron says, well, what sense does that make? If you have the Yamut, I mean, why would he pray Shiyamut? Therefore, it must be, says the Ron, and this is Barmash, a subject of a lot of halachic discussions that are very nogea bizmanas and do not resuscitate the question of heroic measures. The Ron brings la halacha that indeed we're talking about a tefillah that the guy should die. And he brings a raya from the story of the Amtei de Rebbe, where we spoke about this in service, where she saw the tsar that Rebbe was having, felt that, look, he can't survive anyway, the disease is terminal, he's having such pain, I'll pray that he should die. So she was misfollowing, he rotsing, she is Gabriel, and so on, and he died. So you see from here, that's the pshat, says the Ron. Otherwise, what do you mean? Veloshi yichyeh, veloshi yamut. I mean, it's a meaningless statement. El, the pshat is, you could be mispal on a person he should live, that would be a great hanoah. But you can also be mispal and he should die. He'd die. And that way, I mean, it's not the greatest thing in the world, but at least it's a help. So Mamela, this guy who comes, he doesn't need to give him anything. Doesn't he? Not to give him a chance to live and not even to help him die. Again, this is, you could see why this would be a Mamela. So therefore, if you're supposed to be mispal and he should die, so you should go into heroic measures to save him, and he should be mitzayir. What's the point of such a thing? Anyway, that's the chuvus about these issues. Fine. And from Rav Meisha, it's mashbanat. Halacha l'maisa, he shouldn't really be mitzayir. The guy should die. What do you know? That is the man. Okay.
You don't say
it. Be the way it's spoken.
Don't say
filah.
Yeah, but remember that's never a good idea. Being mevakish rachamim stam, you don't get much results from, right? That's an amazing gemara. You need to know what you want. It's an amazing gemara. Amazing. Nugia halacha l'maisa. I mean, it's a thesis actually. Right? The case is where a guy accepts a sharecropping arrangement, and the sharecropping arrangement is you're supposed to be planting barley. So this guy goes and he plants wheat instead of barley. L'maisa, there's a drought. And all of the barley is wiped out, but so is all of the wheat. So now the guy who owns the field sues him. He said, the agreement was barley and you planted wheat. He said, if I would have planted barley, all the barley was wiped out anyway. So what possible difference could it make? So the guy can say, my barley wouldn't have been wiped out. Because V'al d'rachecha yiga'or. But the Baruch Hu would have accepted my tefillas that the barley should survive. Well, there's another Gemara that says that in a case where all of the plants were wiped out and your sharecropper didn't plant and you didn't make any kinds of arrangements with him, you can't sue him. So that's crazy. I mean, in a case where he planted, he tried, you could sue him and get the money back. If he didn't plant at all, so for sure you should be able to get the money back. Says no. Because if he didn't plant at all and you never made an arrangement, you can't tell him you would have been successful. You never said what you wanted. What do you mean be successful? But Akadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer Tefillah Stam, God make me successful. That's not a tefillah. What do you want? Tell me what you want. You can't tell me what you want. Please, I got better things to do. So, it's an amazing thing. People think it's a very frum thing. Just be daven for what's right. You don't know what's right? I don't know what's right. It's great. It's a very modern thing now to daven for what's right. It's all part of the flight from freedom, right?
You're not supposed to daven for the girl, you're supposed to daven for the right girl.
When it comes to girls, then we're in trouble. And we're in trouble because of the problem of our Bar Yom Kodim. You'll get your tefillah, but somebody might die because of it. That's what the Gemara says. Kiyata Ravdimi Ama. Oh, it's yeah. So therefore, Lo Shechyeh V'lo Shiamut. Rava Yuma Kadmo the Cholish. Rava, actually, the first day that he became ill, he told the people around him, Amaron Lo Tiglu Le'inish, don't tell anybody. The Lord Litra Mazle, I don't want it to be that I'm sick. It's just like this could be a passing thing, right? But if we make it into a big deal, and now they're putting up signs, Rava's not going to, okay, so Rava's sick, I guess he's probably going to die any day now. Don't want to be Litra Mazle. Mikanva Elak, but after that, he says, I'm still sick. So it isn't just a passing phenomenon. Amar Lahan, so he said, you know what? Go out and announce it. Now, of course, Rav had a lot of people that hated his guts, as we know from the other Gemaras. So he said, go out and announce that I'm sick, because I want all my good friends out there to make a party. They're called the Sunile. Let all the people who hate me, Lichtele, let them say, ah, that no good Rav, he's about to die. We'll finally get ourselves a real rabbi. And it says, bin folo ivecha altismach, so God will see that everybody's so happy, so he'll get upset with that, and then he'll make you live. So I need this help from my good friends. The Rachim Li, if there's anybody out there who likes me, I mean, he could actually pray, you know, the boy Ale Rachim Li. Okay. We still got more exciting stuff on Bikur Cholin to go. Of course, the Braita is that way, but the Mishnah is talking about B'shirich Tzivak Asr Nacholeh. The Braita is like, B'shirich Tzivak Asr Nacholeh, my Pascha, or my Rava. No, it's because Shmuel Masizik Ashite. My Ari, the Tony Omeid, Avalo Yoshev, which does not appear in the Braita. Shmami, no, that is Tzivak Asr Nacholeh. Omre Shwakish, Remez Lebikur Cholim in HaTorah Minayim, Shnema. Im Kamot Kaladam Yavutanelov Kudat Kaladam Yipon, my Mashma. Teshuva dechtiva termarim yulodavat tocholar esveteva teshetoshi venashadaka gan eden dechtiva yita Hashem alakim kam eden mikedem ואין עוד ברכיב כי ערוך מאתמול תפתה, כיסא הכבוד הכתיב נכון כזכה מאז, בית המקדש תכתיב כיסא כבוד מרום ראשון בית מקשנו, מקום מקשנו, שמו של משיח תכתיב ישמו לעולם לפני שמש, אלוהך כמה, אי עבר לפום עמות, אבים לב עבר השם. Even that's no good. וכתיב אין כל חדש תחת השמש. הוגי כמה, אי הוכה לא מקרב פום, אלוהך מקרב. דורש רב, אבן אל עמר רבי יצחק, מה הייתי כתיב שמש יורח עמד זבולה? שמש ויורח בזבול, מה בעיה? וברקיע תביא, מלמיד שעלו שמש ויורח מרקיע לזבול, ואמרו לפניו, ריבונו של עולם, אם אתה עושה דין לבין עמרם אנו מאירים, ואם לאו אין אנו מאירים. באותה שעה ירה בהם חיצים וחניתות, אמר להם, בכל יום ויום משתחווים לכם, ואתם מאירים. בכבודי לא מחיתים, בכבוד שפר בוס ודם מחיתם. בכל יום ויום יורים בהם חיצים וחניתות, nowadays ומאירים, שם אל אור חיציך יעלה חונתני. ביקור חולים אין לה שיעור, מה אין לה שיעור? סוף רב יזו ואימר שיעור למתן שכרה, מלא בבו בכל מצוות, יש שיעור למתן שכרה. הצוען אבי זהיר במצווה קלה כבחמורה, שאם אתה יודע מתן שכרה של מצוות, אלא אמר רבי אפילו גדול איצו קטן, רב אמר, אפילו 100 פעמים ביום. אמר רבך ובחנינה, כל המבקר חולה, נוטל אחד מ-60 בצערו. אמר להם, כן, ליל ונשיתם ולוקמוע. אמר להם, כי איסורי תדבי רבי. By the way, there are some who are medayek from here that you see that shishim, echad b'shishim is dafka. And there was a bechlaz, many will say in other places that when you say echad b'shishim means a taste. That's all that it means. There's some element of it. It's not, but if we're asking literally, you know, let 60 people come in, so it's not for taking this really seriously. Echad b'shishim is echad b'shishim. Okay, I mean, Lamaisa, the way the Rambam learns the whole thing, it's all it's sort of metaphorical. You know? Yeah, make them happier. So it's Kisarait of Rebbe Ube Bengila. Zain Rebbe and Rebbat and Izonet Bichse Achin, Notelet Isur Nechassim. Omelo the Rebbe said, and Ludvorech Mishesh Lesa Banot Uben. Zain Lala Ben Bamakam Banot Klum. אמר להם, ראשונה נוטלת איסור נכסים, שנייה במשיר השלישית, במשיר, וחוזרות וחלקות בשווה. So obviously, if this is metaphorical, all they're asking is to let the metaphor hold up. He's saying the metaphor holds up beautifully. You see this, we use the word echad mi in this fashion. That's what echad mi means. It doesn't mean you can simply add it up. Rav Chalba Cholash, Nafak, Rav Kana Va'achriz, Rav Chalba Voish, Lo Yikida Ka'ati. אמר לו הוא לא ככה היה מעשה ותלמיד אחד מתלמיד רבי עקיבא שחלה ולא נכנסו חכמים לבקרו ונכנס רבי עקיבא לבקרו ובשביל שכיבד וריבד ספניו חיה אומר רבי יחייתני יוצא רבי עקיבא ודרש כל מי שאין מבקר חולים כאילו שופך דמים כי יותר עובדים יאמר כל המבקר את החולה גורם לו שיחיה וכל שאינו מבקר את החולה גורם לו שימות. If we're talking about גרומה, so now we're talking about something that's not what we were talking about a minute ago, like Rabbi Akiva. So what do you mean? My grandma. So then, in other words, by extension, I mean, must be that he's saying, even Shiyamut, at least that'd be worth something. Rather, you makadmo the polish amalon, lo tiglo the inish, to litur mazle. מכאן ואילך אמר לו, on the contrary, פוקו ואחריזו בשוקה, תכל דסוני לי לכתי לי, וכתיב בנפול אויביך, אל תשמח, and then it ends with וישיב מעליו אפו, ודורכתם לי לבוי עלי רחמים,